Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. 61 years of Sierra Leone independence, no food on the table for the majority. By Mahmoud Tim Kargbo. When we celebrate Independence Day every year on the 27th of April, we must not feel proud of how Sierra Leone achieved its independence. The story of how Sierra Leone attained independence is not epic in itself, revolving around self-centered people that lacked sacrifice for the nation and a passion for genuine positive change in the lives of all nationals. An example of their actions was to immediately kill patriots within the independence team that disagreed with their extremely dangerous idea of marginalizing the majority after independence to enrich their greedy desires and plunge fellow nationals' lives into continuous death and destruction. Real patriots that were committed to the cause of effecting genuine positive change were eliminated from the so-called system. If being independent and having leaders means effecting peaceful, positive change to impact the lives of the majority as per national resources and move their lives out of the past and current miserable standard of living, then it's comfortable for us to say Sierra Leone isn't an independent state and we have no true leader in Sierra Leone, but clean rogues parading around looted wealth as rulers at the expense of the majority since the day our political exploiters went to our former colonial masters and asked for independence. The only genuine independence politicians and Sierra Leoneans at large can boast of is to have an intelligent economic development with a well-fed, healthy and literate population. As it stands, our past and current politicians are totally out of touch with this reality and concentrate on enriching themselves at the expense of the suffering majority. Leadership is not a selection basket where a leader can say, "I have done this, so I must leave the rest." It's a basket of scores of social problems which the leaders did aware of and entered into a social agreement with the people that he's going to tackle the social challenges in the country. So Sierra Leone political rulers masquerading as leaders must stop shifting the goalpost after being appointed by the people. After all, where's the integrity when they behave in such a manner? Where is the independence and leadership from our appointed politicians and others occupying social positions of trust when the majority of our nationals continue to drown in the massive poverty you continue to inflict in their lives via your inadequate leadership qualities that only cater for the selected few at the expense of the majority? This isn't about the president alone. It's about everyone in a social position of trust exhibiting his nationalistic sense of purpose by using their leadership qualities for the good of all nationals to gain true independence that will walk us all out of the current politically well-orchestrated abject poverty inflicted against the majority. Sierra Leone is seriously suffering from leadership problems on all fronts. All people deserve freedom. Yet, freedom is not just political or for the selected few who have teamed up to destroy the country. Real freedom is freedom from poverty, illiteracy, disease, addictions, environmental pollution, terror, crime, corruption and discrimination. Sierra Leone's poverty is rooted in an unfair economic system. Understanding Sierra Leone and understanding the whole context surrounding the crisis the country has been through before, in and after the 11 years of civil war, Ebola, and the COVID-19 global pandemic, is crucial to deciphering the problems of the country's poverty. From the origins of colonization to corruption, indirect tribal tensions, regional and ethnic issues, sycophancy, bootlicking, and selective justice. All are the impact of poor leadership. Overall evidence suggests that the scale of poverty in Sierra Leone continues to worsen despite investments in poverty alleviation. In this analysis, new approach to our politicians and other people in social positions of trust is suggested, based on lessons derived from past and current experience. Since the independence till date, it has been clear that the majority of our political leaders and others in social positions of trust are totally dishonest or are lacking a well-equipped participatory and environmentally sustainable growth strategy in their DNAs based on poverty alleviation, with the mobilization to sincerely tackle the poverty they continue to inflict in our people at its core deliberately. This is evident in their actions toward the people of Sierra Leone, as our past and current political leaders and others in social positions of trust cannot genuinely assist in the design and implementation of salient strategies that will address the issues of the poverty they continue to create and sustain through their actions in our country. From independence to interdependence, in today's Sierra Leone, political freedom does not translate into financial independence for the majority, but only for the selected few plus bootlickers and sycophants dancing around the government. The order of the day has changed to interdependence. Political parties, economic injustice, regions, greed and status divide us. Still, when the borders in our hearts melt, Sierra Leone will attain real freedom. Freedom from war, terror, man-made poverty, injustice, illiteracy, economic freedom and prejudices. Finding fake unity in diversity and moving together is the way ahead with the realization that Sierra Leone is one. We depend on others for almost everything. It is not possible to gain complete individual independence in the outside world. But internally, we can feel a sense of independence at the level of thoughts, feelings and emotions with correct leadership. Something Sierra Leone is truly lacking since its independence to date. To usher in a real freedom, we need to take a multi-pronged approach. All facets of our social, political and spiritual systems need to be addressed. Give them a dream. It is important to raise the self-esteem of our youth. Of course, we need to empower them academically and financially, but at the same time, we have to give them a vision. This is what the current SLPP government of President Julius's Mada Bio is lacking. Youth empowerment must not only come from the "yes sir" faction of President Bio and the few concreting the cracks within his system. It must cut across in a number of tangible ways from our political leaders and others in social positions of trust. And for the past, the APC government had nothing to write home about as far as youth empowerment was concerned. All their empowerment for youth was only in papers. People who have a vision or a dream usually do a lot to develop their societies. A person becomes motivated to do something, either to fulfill a need or realize a dream. Our youth should have a dream, a strong vision about the country, the state or the village. We must educate them, skill them, and enable them to build their future and realize their dreams. At least to stop the spreading of the current sycophantic acts around the present-day youth in Sierra Leone, thereby enabling them to positively use their youthfulness in sustainable economic growth and efficiently eradicate poverty in Sierra Leone. Show them a new high. Drug abuse and alcoholism are two of the major problems the country faces. Our politicians are not particularly bothered about it at all. They ruin human lives and degrade a nation and its civilization. Alcoholism is a key factor in poverty in Sierra Leone, as most of the earnings are spent on buying liquor. It also renders many unproductive. It is also the source of many heinous crimes in the country. Most stabbings and many other crimes happened under the influence of alcohol. Spirituality and education are two powerful tools that can change Sierra Leone. Spiritual values will make our youth see a bigger meaning of life and seek alternatives kicks in life. The happiness equation. We have to create a better Sierra Leone and a better society for our children and future generations with no sense of separation in terms of classes and leave this country, Sierra Leone, in a more prosperous state than it is right now. We should not leave behind a society that is suffering from fear, injustice, poor education and corruption, poor health facilities, poor electricity supply, and poor pipe-borne water. We have to take responsibility for strong, self-reliant Sierra Leone and upgrade the value for money in our national expenditures. The time has come for us to wake up and take responsibility. Take out 1 hour every day for our society, your country, starting today. If you are busy on weekdays, take out time on the weekends. Dedicate time to society. It will not only do good for society but also give you a source of inner joy, unlimited happiness. We can really be free when only we have a progressive society, and everyone is happy. What do you think? Share your reaction. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message using our Contact Us form, and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site on social media channels. Sierra Leone Live. Linking Sierra Leoneans around the world since 1999.